defensively, linebackers and cornerbacks that have had to fill in have stepped their game up. So that's what it's all about. You come to training camp knowing that no matter what position you're at and what you are on the depth chart, you have to be ready to play because injuries are part of the game. And our guys have done a good job of that. Yeah, you know, I'm still trying to get some of their names, but it's, you know, like I said, that's just the way it goes in this business. And the good teams, they keep trucking, and the bad teams feel sorry for themselves, and, you know, there goes their season. So for us, we're not going to do that. We're going to keep going, and whoever's in there is going to go in there and play good football.
You know, Coach Ryan, we had a lot of extra meetings. You know, I was here early every day of the week, and they just gave a lot of confidence. I mean, they believed in me, and which is the number one thing I feel, to be able to go in and do any kind of job, you need to be able to believe in yourself. And they allowed me to do that. They coached me in such a way that gave me confidence, and I think that's the biggest thing.
So you felt pretty prepared going into that game?
Absolutely.
Even though you hadn't practiced a linebacker for 8 months.
No, absolutely. You know, it's a lot easier than training camp. You have the whole playbook, and it's a lot bigger, but game planning, you can shrink that up, and so there's a few fronts that we're going to run. There's a few coverages that we're going to run, and I should know those inside and out. And then the few plays that I'd be in at fullback, I had to know, and just went ahead with it.
You're now in a class with Deion Sanders and Champ Bailey. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, it's cool. The biggest thing about yesterday is that we were able to win with it, you know. And it's cool to be part of history or whatever, but I'm more excited about winning, and I'm, you know, it was just a cool thing that coaches let me do.
You're not going to make up shirts for you and Champ to wear around the locker room?
No, we'll avoid that.
Did you talk to Champ about that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Could you take snaps and be the emergency quarterback if
necessary? Yeah, maybe. You know, that was high school days, but, you know, I think Leach has that title right now, so unless he goes down.
Well, you know, you try to sit there, you know, try to let nothing surprise you because, you know, you want to take everything on a full head of steam and, you know, do the best you can. You know, if you try to get all hesitant and stuff like that, your team not to succeed. But, you know, I've been trying to keep that good frame mindset to, you know, go out there and do the best I can.
How's Jay been in the huddle, say, the last 3 weeks compared to those 1 or 3 weeks when you guys had some struggles?
Well, you know, Jay's always been a great leader in the huddle. You know, he always keeps his poise, and, you know, even when he makes mistakes, you can tell it don't get to him that much. You know, he always goes to the next play, and, you know, that's what a team needs out of a quarterback. And, you know, he's doing very, very well, you know, keeping the team together and keeping his poise out there.
Yeah. It'd be one thing if you had a rookie who comes in, but he's surrounded by veteran players. That's the normal situation. But here you got rookie lining up next to rookie, lining up next to rookie, and performing on a level that I don't think anybody could really have expected.
You know, they've done a good job, you know, and coaches have done a good job of preparing us, you know, these last couple games, and just the work ethic and you know, the guys having practice and, you know, wanted to go out there on the field just to perform, you know, they've done a good job.
Now, this is part of the hidden secret of the NFL. I mean, you have to have your star players who can make the big plays, but really, down the stretch, depth is everything.
It is, you know, and the coaches and the staff here have done a great job with the personnel, with bringing guys in when guys have gone, you know, went down, you know, being hurt. And, you know, the young guys have come in, they stepped in, you know, filled the shoes, and they're taking advantages of their opportunities right now.